It is the end of an era on Casey Street this month as longtime neighborhood barber Rick Harris prepares to close the doors at Harris's Barbershop after an astonishing 115 years of service to the community. I popped by Harris's to chat with the man behind the chair.
I've been around the shop since the late 1950s, sweeping the floor and doing everything that had to be done, and picked it up from there. He learned me, and the other men in the shop trained me, basically. I never did go to school for it. Didn't have to. I had three, maybe four instructors all at one time. I had the longest apprenticeship in the world, 17 years working with my father.
What do you take away from those years of the long apprenticeship?
Hard to say. At the time, I felt like killing them some days, but we got along quite well. And thankfully God we did. If we didn't, I wouldn't have been there, I don't say. He was very, very stern, had his own ways, and they had to be followed. And that was it.
Tell me a little bit about the customer base that you've built up here.
I'd probably have about 300, 350 regular customers, not counting a few walk-ins and passing trade, we call them. But they are good people. 99% of the people who come in here are good people. Ordinary people from, you know, all walks of life. But I had no problems with any of them. I know them as friends, not customers.
This is a downtown neighborhood. It's very residential.
Yeah.
And yet here's this barber shop just sort of nestled in.
In the middle of it.
Right, the neighborhood shop. I mean, is that how they all used to be?
Yes, it was. Yeah, we were on Nagara Street in the very beginning. That was a neighborhood, basically. But Nagara Street was more of a business street, but there's a lot of people lived on it. Then we went to Braswell Square, which was a residential street. And then when we sold that to the hotel, for the hotel to be built, I moved up here.
Rick, I love the old-fashioned sense that you have here at your cash register. Tell me, I mean, that is a piece of history right there.
About 110 years old. My father bought that in 1910. That goes a long way back. His name is still up underneath the bottom of it. It rings up to $3.99 at any one time. Inside it will tell you how much you took in if you keep ringing it up appropriately. Tells you your customer base and how many no sales you had.
I mean, that is an antique. I mean, will you donate it to the museum, or will it be a family heirloom?
That got to go home with me.
Is it bittersweet for you?
Yeah.
I know my dad gets his hair cut here, and, you know, he loves it. He loves coming here, and part of it is the experience.
The atmosphere. Yeah. You know, I had a guy come up here from the hotel one day from Toronto. A bunch of fellas here, and, I mean, they were giving it to each other and giving it to me, and I was giving it back to them, too. And when he got in the chair, he said, you know, I was half ready to stay. I thought it was going to be a racket here. I said, no, boy, that's just the way it is. There's, you know, more friendship.
And then let's just talk about your pricing scheme. I mean, it is from the past.
Yes, and I never put them up when most people put it back up on the COVID thing, but I didn't. Listen, I own what I got. I'm here for the enjoyment of being here more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, I could live without it, but it won't be as easy. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not rich either. I didn't see no need to. I owned what I got. It didn't interfere with me, and I had to put prices up.
Let's give our listeners an idea, because I took my son here for a haircut. You gave him a beautiful mullet. How much did that cost?
That was about $8.50 when your son was here. That's a few years ago now. Yeah. But it was easy to do. I enjoy my work. And, I mean, I figured if you're enjoying it and having fun with it, that's part of the price.
It's not work then, really.
Not really. Like I said, I'm not here to make a fortune. I never did. My dad told me one thing when I went to this. He said, if you want to make a good living, go at it. If you want to get rich, don't. And I don't think you've seen any rich barbers in St. John's. They all made a good living, but they never got multimillionaires.
So what are you hearing from your clientele? I mean, they're going to have to find somewhere else to go.
Yeah, they're basically, most of them are trying to figure out where to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to send them, you know. I really don't know. There's not many old barbers around. I shouldn't say old, experienced, in the extent that they're open age. I don't like using the term old.
Tell me some of the highlights of your career, though. I mean, you must have stories to tell, especially your location here on Casey Street. I mean,
I probably could write a book. I will not let no cats out of the bag. But believe me, we've had fun. I can tell you, a lot of good people came in here, and we had a lot of enjoyment, a lot of pranks, and that was all part of our business.
What will you miss the most?
The friendship and the camaraderie here in the shop, basically. That's it. But what can you do? You got time. There's a time comes, and you got to wake up to that and say, this is it. And I always said that when I did it, it was going to be quick, And that's what's going to happen. I decided about 10 days ago and told my family, and that was it.
So when is the last day for Harris's Barbershop on Casey Street?
The 24th of December at 2 o'clock, she's gone.
What will become of this place?
I will sell the building, just carry on. Most of the stuff here, I'll probably take it home with me. A few things I'm probably going to have to sell, get clear of, and that's all you can do about that, too. You can't take everything with you.
But, you know, like a lot of people love the haircuts that you deliver. What if somebody comes to your door because they know you and they say, please, cut my hair one more time?
After 2 o'clock, I have a plan set up for the last haircut. The first haircut I ever did in Harrison Barbershop when I went to work there was a man named Fred Gulliver. And his son is going to be the last. Booked in. Done.
Does it make you a little bit emotional?
Guaranteed. It's your whole life, you know. Down here, you got a good bunch of people, and you're not going to see them anymore. My wife is going to have to put up with me.
You'll be sorely missed here.
I know, I hope I will. Yeah. Maybe I won't, but I hope I will.
I mean, did you ever think when you started out that, you know, it would come to 115 years nearly?
No, never, never. I went at this for 1 year. With my father, and then I was going to give it up and go to school and do electrician's course. And when the year was up, it didn't happen. I knew this is where I wanted to be.